Good morning and welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meether here. So good to have you with us. I am excited about today because in a few hours I get to see my little grandson. He's only a few months old and my daughter's coming to visit with him. But I have to get the house cleaned up. The parsonage or the manse, actually it's our home, but we call it a manse anyway because I'm a church planter in the RCUS. And I have to vacuum with one eye because I was hit by third nerve palsy several weeks ago while preaching. And they say preaching is not that dangerous. Well, yeah. There I was at the pulpit and my right eye was doing some crazy things. I am on the mend, but occasionally I do patch it. I don't look as tough as Representative Dan Crenshaw. Those who know who he is, Daniel Reed Crenshaw is currently serving in the Congress and was formerly on Team 3, I believe, of the Navy SEALs. And he did 5 tours, and in one of those tours, while serving in Afghanistan back, I believe, in 2012, during his third deployment, he was injured by an improvised explosive device, an IED, and lost his right eye. And what did this character do? He could have easily had a medical discharge, but he did 2 more tours of duty. Can you believe that? 2 more tours of duty, earning himself 2 Bronze Stars and a Purple Heart, along with a Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal. That's pretty impressive. Now, my injury came from preaching, so it's not as perhaps impressive as his. And my eye is on the mend, so I'm thankful for that. Anyway, we are here to read and discuss the Catechism, and we're now at the section titled The Sacraments. Lord's Day 25, Question and Answer 65. Since then we are made partakers of Christ and all his benefits by faith only, where does this faith come from? Now, one of the wonderful things about the Catechism is it just flows from question to question, from answer to answer, laying out this wonderful counsel of God before us. And so we have this question, where does this faith come from? And the answer is the Holy Spirit works faith in our hearts by the preaching of the Holy Gospel and confirms it by the use of the Holy Sacraments. And as always, we go to God's Word to back up these statements. John 3:5 says, Jesus answered, most surely I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 4:11. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also. And then Acts 8:37, then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And dear friends, we also know from John's first epistle how we are to be the children of God, if we confess the Father and the Son. And that comes by faith.